Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got quite a few different Tesla vehicle updates. We've got news on the Cybertruck, Model X, and Model Y, and then Tesla has indeed launched Tesla Insurance in Texas, and we've got a feature update and a couple other stories as well. Really nice day for Tesla stock to wrap up the week today, finishing up 3% to $843.03. That compared to the NASDAQ up 0.5%. I thought those moves today might have pushed Tesla ahead of the NASDAQ for the year, but it does still trail by a couple percentage points. Tesla up 15.5% on the year now, versus the NASDAQ 17.3%. Maybe next week with earnings can be the week that Tesla overtakes. Speaking of earnings, of course, we went through my forecast yesterday. I do have an update to that. After a listener suggestion, I did take one more look at Bitcoin, and I do now actually believe with high confidence that there is going to be a Bitcoin impairment charge for Tesla for Q3 due to a short drop in Bitcoin's price back in July. So in my forecast, I have added a $72 million Bitcoin impairment charge. That is the only change, but that does affect everything from operating income on down. So it lowers my operating margin forecast by 50 basis points down to 15.1%, and it lowers my earnings per share on a non-GAAP basis from $2.16 down to $2.10. Again, I do have pretty high confidence in that impairment charge happening, and I would be pretty surprised if I'm not within 10% on that. So definitely important to include and understand that. However, this is completely inconsequential to Tesla's business because this is just an accounting thing. Tesla's unrealized gains on their Bitcoin position right now are actually quite high. The fair market value of their Bitcoin position is around $2.5 billion, but they're not able to recognize any of those gains until a sale. However, they do have to recognize a lower carrying value just because of that short dip in the price. Therefore, they have to recognize that impairment, and that'll make Tesla's operating income, their earnings, look worse, even though they're not actually any worse. So anyone with a good understanding of the business is going to be able to factor those things out easily and get to the true numbers, but it will make the report look worse, it'll suppress earnings, and that'll make things like price-to-earnings ratio artificially high. Not by a huge amount, but it's important to understand. So anyway, I am pretty confident in that impairment's happening, and therefore my forecast is now $2.10 for non-GAAP earnings per share. All right, next up here, we've got a pretty interesting update on Tesla's Cybertruck page. So no new renders or anything like that, but you may remember that Tesla used to list out three trims: single motor, dual motor, and tri-motor. And you had to select from those options for the $100 pre-order. Well, now Tesla has completely removed any mention of those trims. At the bottom of the main Cybertruck page before, it used to break out the specifications for each. Those have now been removed, and the actual order page itself is now just a generic pre-order and says you will be able to complete your configuration as production nears in 2022. On the Cybertruck page, Tesla does still make reference to a 0-60 time of 2.9 seconds and range up to 500 miles. I'm not sure if that said up to 500 miles before. It very well may have, but I think in the spec part of the tri-motor all-wheel drive version, it had said 500 plus. So maybe a change there, maybe not. Personally, I'm not going to read too much into that. Anyway, with these trims coming down, Tesla may be making new decisions here. They may be changing pricing. They may be changing the offering in general. And then, of course, the other really interesting part about this is that during the pre-order before, you were allowed to select full self-driving or not. And Tesla had said at the time, selecting full self-driving today will secure your price as it increases in the future. With this new order screen, that is now removed. So no more opportunity to lock in a full self-driving price. And obviously, alongside that might come a little bit of uncertainty for people that have already placed orders. Obviously, that statement from Tesla there is pretty clear, so hopefully no reason to worry about it. And on the pre-order management screen, where you can see your reservation and things like that, it does still keep track of the design that you configured, even though that stuff has been removed elsewhere. So hopefully that helps ease some concerns as well. My guess is those FSD prices will still be honored from the time that you ordered, but in terms of just the actual vehicle cost itself, and perhaps FSD too, but I think that would be a bit presumptive to assume that at this point. Anyway, they do say in the order agreement, quote, any pre-order price provided to you in advance of the final price sheet is only being offered to you as an estimate and is subject to change, end quote. So with the inflation that's been happening, with the demand that Tesla's got, seemingly especially so for the Cybertruck, alongside likely supply constraints for quite some time, and the Cybertruck requiring more batteries, prices, they don't just make a lot of sense right now, and I think they're likely to come up. Then of course, on the FSD side, with the beta now starting to expand, I think no real surprise that Tesla's wanting to stop offering that locked-in price. And I would be pretty surprised if Tesla isn't right now talking about potentially stopping selling FSD at all, and just moving entirely to subscription. I think that may be part of the price increases and things we're seeing, maybe Tesla working their margins up to a point where they can be comfortable without having that upfront margin from FSD. Maybe Q3 earnings gives us a little bit more insight on that front, But if Tesla decides to keep FSD around as an upfront purchase option, I think I'd be pretty surprised if we didn't see a price increase on that, probably sometime this quarter. All right, let's move on to the Model X. We've got some potentially pretty big news here. A new user on the Tesla Motors Club forum has shared that they have had a delivery appointment scheduled for their refreshed Model X for tomorrow, October 16th. So we have had reports of people getting calls about potentially shifting over to a six-seat Model X to take delivery sooner. A six-seat configuration is what this person has. It's for a long-range, not plaid, interesting. And this person says that they have ordered the six-seat configuration from the beginning. They did not change. So as I said, this is a new user on the Tesla Motors Club forum. Doesn't mean that it's not true. But if this were from an established member, that would give it a little bit more credibility. And we don't have any other reports yet of anybody else being scheduled for delivery. I wouldn't be surprised if that changed relatively soon. Maybe that'll change by the time this episode is out. But otherwise, we may just have to wait and see until tomorrow. It does sound like this person is planning to take delivery tomorrow and share some pictures, hopefully, if they do. And even if this turns out to not be accurate, or maybe there was a scheduling glitch or something like that, then even though that would be a little bit disappointing, it is clear that there is now finally a lot of activity happening with the refreshed Model X. Next is a little bit of news on the Tesla Model Y. Tesla has opened up the design studio for the Model Y in the UK and in Ireland. It does look like pricing came in a little bit higher than what would have been expected. So pricing for the long range starts at about £55,000, the performance at £65,000. That converts over to about $75,000 and $89,000 respectively. And that ends up being a bigger price difference on the Model Y than on the Model 3. For example, the Model 3 long range in the US starts at $50,000. The UK price would be about $65,000, so it's about a 31% premium. Versus the long range Model Y in the US starts at $55,000, so the UK version there would be a $20,000 premium, or about 37%. Perhaps it shouldn't be all that surprising though. For example, the premium on the long range Model S sits at about 40%. Anyway, exciting to see the Model Y added to the UK market, and somebody had asked yesterday in the live stream about expansion to Australia. Hopefully with another right-hand drive market being added here, means it won't be too much longer for Australia, but obviously we'll just have to wait and see. As for deliveries in the UK, they're saying early 2022 for the long range, mid-2022 for the performance. All right, another exciting one here. As announced at the Tesla shareholder meeting, Tesla has indeed launched Tesla insurance in Texas, and this is with the safety score included. I think we all have a pretty good understanding of the safety score by now, and yes, it certainly has its limitations. No one is saying this is perfect, even Tesla, even Elon, but it's still early. Tesla is trying really hard to do something new here that provides some value, and just like any new product, early adopters are going to have to go through some of those periods that are a little bit painful sometimes with that product. That just comes with the territory of being an early adopter, but this is very early stage, and hopefully a lot of these things can be improved over time. And it's just an additional choice, right? Like, no one is forcing you into Tesla insurance. If you don't want it, then you have all the same choices that you had before. I've just already been seeing some critiques of this that seem to not really understand those things, so I wanted to address that. But anyway, they incorporate the safety score, then they also incorporate how much you drive, what vehicle you drive, where you live, what coverage you have, and how many vehicles you insure. There's a 12% discount for insuring more than one vehicle. Also interesting is what Tesla does not factor into the insurance price, and those include credit, age, gender, marital status, and accident and violation history. Quote, we believe your price should be determined by how you drive, not who you are. End quote. We believe your price should be determined by how you drive now. We do not increase your premium due to an incident, regardless of whether it happens before or after you sign up for Tesla insurance. End quote. Another interesting thing here is that it looks like Tesla will be changing the premium kind of every month based on how the safety score comes in and based on 6 month chunks of actual miles being driven. For the safety score, they put a table in here showing how it might affect a hypothetical premium, and it's basically a 2 month lag time. So your safety score in month one will be your safety score for your insurance rating in month three, month two and month four, month three and month five, etc. That obviously leaves the first couple of months open, so everybody just defaults right away to a 90. Tesla does note that a monthly premium increase or decrease due to a safety score would be capped at 50% for each vehicle. Still though, that could lead to some pretty decent sized changes month to month. Anyway, we're already starting to see some real world examples here. Twitter user Thomas Broadfoot sharing an example of a quote that he received from Tesla, showing an $86 a month quote based on that 90 safety score for the first 2 months, and then a 100 safety score, which is his current score, dropping that premium down once it gets to December to $52 per month. So very interesting to see this launch, and we'll obviously continue to follow it, as I'm sure this will continue to evolve. Next up, it looks like we may have some signs of some pretty exciting new potential features for Tesla vehicles. TeslaScope here reporting that based on looking at some code in the new mobile app, that the capability for viewing dashcam clips on a phone may be added, as well as potentially the ability to live stream from the dashcams, and then also potentially the possibility to use your phone as a microphone that would then be projected through the pedestrian warning external speaker. I mean, it's no GM using facial recognition cameras to start your car's engine, but these are some pretty cool features. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see if those are actually eventually added, but definitely encouraging to see those signs. All right, last couple of things here. First up, Kelley Blue Book has finally reported the average transaction price for new vehicles in the United States for the month of September, and the average new car sold for $45,000. That's up about $1,700 from August. That's a 4% increase month over month. And from last year, the average selling price last year in September was $38,700. That's a 16% increase year over year. September marks the sixth month in a row of average new car sales prices increasing, and that $45,000 average price is a new record high. So I've shared my thoughts in a few episodes now on everything that's going on with prices and inventory and shortages, etc. No reason to belabor those points, but there is the latest data that we've got. All right, last quick thing, then we'll wrap it up. The LA Auto Show is having what they're calling the ZEVAS, so Zero Emission Vehicle Awards, which is going to be a People's Choice Awards program for zero emission vehicles that are either available for sale or for pre-order. So Tesla falls into four of the nine categories they have voting on in here, if you're interested in checking those out. So it's crossover above 50,000, sedan 60,000 and below, sedan above 60,000, and the Cybertruck also falling into the top truck category. In general, I think that category seems a bit premature, but hey, it's there. So with that, we will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Hope everyone has an amazing weekend. Don't forget to subscribe and sign up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I don't know if we'll do any FSD beta videos this weekend. We'll see. But if not, I'll see you on Monday for the October 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.